It's been almost a year since the Sockeye Fire in Willow devastated more than 7,000 acres of South Central Alaska and torched 55 homes. Fire investigators pinned the cause of the fire on two Anchorage residents, Greg Imig and Amy DeWitt, charging they had left a burning debris pile unattended on Imig's Willow property. The state is prosecuting the two, charging them with several counts, all misdemeanors. In a series of pretrial hearings starting last July and running through the early months of this year, attorneys for Imig and DeWitt have asked the court for more time for discovery. But state attorneys are getting impatient for the case to go to trial. Roman Kolachek is Palmer's district attorney.
Usually a district court case doesn't need to take a year to get to trial. So at this next pretrial conference, we're going to ask the court for a trial date and to carve out some trial time for us, because this one's going to take a little bit longer than our normal misdemeanor case.
Kolachek says the case is not close to resolution and is complicated for a number of reasons because of the substantial damages involved. Many of the fire victims lost their homes entirely, and suppressing the fire cost more than $8 million, according to fire officials. Another complication, Kolachek says, is the current presiding judge in the case, who will be moving to another position, and it is uncertain which new judge will be assigned to the Sockeye case.
In my mind, if we get a trial date that's pretty certain, if there are any offers to be made by the defense or resolutions to be had, that the parties tend to get more serious if they're staring at a trial date.
Kolachek says he'd like to get the case finished by the end of this summer. He says it will take about 2 weeks for the state to present its case at trial. Another pretrial hearing is set for Friday in Palmer.